Megan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. How did you find out about this process? Did they let you know that you were being considered, or did you not find out until you were actually notified that you were one of the best and brightest?
Well, there was actually a nomination process, and my mom was able to nominate me, and I filled out some additional forms describing some of my activities throughout my high school career, and the selection process began from there.
And when was that?
This was just a few months ago.
And so when did you find out, and what did you think when you found out?
I found out maybe about a month ago, and I was very excited.
All right, Megan Mary Parsons from Fowler High School. She has a GPA of 3.87. Her parents are James and Amy Parsons, and she's going to attend Harvard. What made you choose Harvard over a menagerie of other schools you could have went to?
Well, one of the deciding factors was the major in neuroscience. I've had a great interest in neuroscience for at least the past 6 years, and I was looking for a very strong neuroscience program in addition to research opportunities and some great preparation for medical school.
Why the interest in neuroscience?
I guess the brain is an enigma, and it's one of the, neuroscience is one of the most rapidly growing and evolving areas of science. It's a very exciting field right now, a very hot field, and I would love to be a part of it.
What made you the student that you are? And take me way back. Was there a moment? Was it the way you were brought up? Or is it just in your DNA to strive to do well in school?
You know, some people would like to argue that there's a predisposition for these sorts of things. And while I think that is true, there is no doubt a huge environmental factor, and for that I really have my mom to thank and some really hard work behind me, and quite a few nights with a lot of work and very little sleep.
Tell me about Fowler High School. What's the vibe there? What are the kids talking about?
Fowler High School, it's a small school, and with that sometimes comes, more limited resources, but I was always able to take advantage of opportunities offered, throughout the summers and even for a semester in Washington, D.C. And I've really enjoyed my high school career. I've really taken advantage of every opportunity.
Has anyone from Fowler ever attended Harvard previously?
Not that I'm aware.
So that's
Not
pretty,
that I'm aware.
That's pretty cool.
I'm excited.
Now, have you been to Harvard? Have you visited? And do you know, where you're going to be living? And have you had a chance to dive into the college atmosphere?
I did visit Harvard. And it was a striking contrast to, a few other places. I visited MIT while I was out there as well. I liked Harvard, actually, partially for the location as well. There's a lot of great resources around there. The medical school is just about 5-10 minutes away from campus where I'll be. And I'll be finding out in about another month or so where I'll be living exactly.
All right. Megan, before I let you go, what can parents do to help their children be better students and to be better high school kids? And I say this on a serious note, not even so much focused on how you were raised, but parents are always looking for ways to get their kids involved in academics and to achieve. And it's a tough world with all these electronics that we have and so many distractions. What do you think can help kids do better in school and to be better students and kids?
I think my mom would be able to answer this best, but a lot of people say it's support. I say it's even more than that after seeing, the great lengths to which my mom has gone to advocate on my behalf for some of these opportunities, because it hasn't always been easy. Sometimes it's really tough, but, Yeah, there's a lot that parents can do.
Well, we are very proud of Megan Mary Parsons from Fowler High School. She is one of 24, the best and the brightest. It was in the Detroit News Wednesday edition. You can go online at detnews.com. There's a great write-up about all the students, including Megan Mary Parsons. I just hope you take that knowledge and come back to Michigan, Megan.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations to you, and hopefully we'll be talking with you soon.
Thank you.